Tyrion is a world in strife, as it has always been since the age when dark gods came and ruled, and the Dragon King fled. Since the age when heroes rose and overcame them, and became gods in their own right. Since the age when those gods retreated from the world and took their miracles with them. And since the age when the Dragon King returned and burned the world in mistaken rage with their bound grey dragons. The dragons are no longer bound, and the cataclysm of the unbinding was over 500 years ago. Now people begin to whisper that the world has entered a new age, where the skilled and the lucky rise above. They call it the Sword Age. It is an age of adventure. Join us now as we explore it in Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition.
Hello, and welcome to episode 187 of the Cult of Teen Dice. Today we will be playing Dungeons & Dragons, 5th edition, Return of the White Death, The Rats of Staghain, Session 7. Dun dun da! There is totally not 2 minutes of us trying to work out what fucking session it is, cut off at the beginning of this recording. No, that didn't happen again. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be you're technically speaking DM for tonight, but I prefer GM, so I'm going to stick with that. Who are you and who are you playing?
I'm Hardwick, and I'm playing Elanil, the rogue assassin elf.
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Gilgwen, the furball cleric.
That makes it sound like she's an elf that's gone rogue, doesn't it? It's not just me.
She's a rogue. She's a loose cannon. Also, I'm Bloodied, and I am playing Stone Skins Water, the Tabaxi Paladin.
I'm the Duck, and I'm playing Morsivor, the Half-Elf Bard.
And I am Allegory, playing Yegar, the Dragonkin Fighter.
And one of us has made a mistake in who they're playing. I'm Morsivor, currently playing a carpet. Having fallen from a tower.
No, he
fell
up.
Oh no, you did, didn't you? But anyway, could somebody recap what happened last week? Spoiler alert, Morsalor falls off a tower.
I genuinely thought I said something very strange then, as you were giving that description. I was like, I swear I said everything normally.
Yeah, I thought thinking you said, I'm Morsalor and I'm playing the duck.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
No, that was the previous week. I'm Morsalor and I'm playing the duck. But anyway, what the fuck happened last week?
So we finished, we pretty much finished interrogating the were-rat that we'd taken alive.
I can't remember which one you had, but it doesn't really matter.
I don't think we even bothered asking his name, to be honest.
I don't think you did.
No. So we eventually decided that we're not terrible, horrible people, so we were going to let him go on the proviso that he never, ever, ever did anything like this again. And if we found him doing something like this ever, ever, ever again, we'd kill him. And we made sure to take all his friends' horns first so he couldn't blow his own horn or their own horns.
Generally, horns were mentioned.
And their blowing avoided.
Yes.
And then he ran away, and that was great. So, we decided that the best thing to do was to stop this plot was to burn the crane down and make it fall over.
Which you did.
Yep, using a whole bunch of pitch and some judicious application on the side we wanted to make it fall down towards.
Yeah. You did very well. Mm.
Which, you know, seemed to annoy someone at the castle.
They had a glowy orb?
They had a glowy orb, and they were really unhappy. We then decided that our best bet to take care of this was to sneak into the castle.
Which turns out it's more difficult to sneak into an unmanned medieval castle than you'd think, because it turns out, if you've locked all the fucking doors, unmanned medieval castles are actually pretty fucking secure if you can't turn into a rat.
Yeah, so we managed to climb from the town walls onto the castle, but the problem was we were stuck in a section with, you know, doors that were locked. And then we started getting shot at because it turned out two of them spotted us.
Yeah.
Dicks.
They did roll a natural 20.
Bastards. We eventually managed to bash down a door to get into one of the sections, into one of the towers, which had stairs down to the courtyard and stairs up. But all the stairs that led to was just like the roof of that one tower. So we decided on a cunning plan. Morcelor and Elenil were going to climb up the main keep wall from the courtyard.
Because there were definitely going to be barrels of oil hidden behind the doors
that we would
to
slip
us all up. And definitely not because I rolled a 2 on my check to see.
To figure out what defensive strategies they'd use. It totally isn't anything like boiling oil poured from above. Haha, that would be silly.
Definitely.
So, they were going to climb up while the rest of us were going to battering ram some more doors as a distraction. And you guys were going to get in and open the other doors. What actually ended up happening was we got way ahead of schedule. And Morcelor, because he wasn't using, you know, a climbing
rope
kit with rope
or anything,
or pinch, he was just free climbing because he's like he's Tom fucking Cruise.
Now, I'm not certain, but I think we may have given Elenil a climbing kit she doesn't actually have. Do you actually have a climbing kit?
I do have rope and pitons.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
So you did have a climbing kit.
I did, yeah.
Because
it's cool. It's part of the adventure kit.
So you do have rope and pitons. You don't have a climbing kit.
No.
You do have rope and pitons.
Yeah.
So we're still okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, the duck can... Morcelor falls off the fucking keep.
All I have is
three quarters of the way up.
Kit.
Yeah.
I don't think
three quarters of the way up he was.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In your Spider Man costume.
Yeah, which one's the one that's just a clingy, spidery costume with little hooks in?
Maybe. I don't think
it didn't do him any good.
Spider. Half elf. Spider. Half elf. Does whatever a spider. Half elf. Does, but apparently just fall off shit.
Fall backwards off a tower and nearly die.
Yeah.
Because
he didn't die.
He didn't.
Yay.
Die, which was impressive.
But he could have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Elenil got to the top and realised people were coming towards her, so she hid. Because apparently they're planning stuff.
They were in a hut, I believe.
They, well, on the roof there were two doors up, which come up in little stone. But on either end of the roof, there is like on the stairs down.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one up which you could see light coming,
mm-hmm.
and another one which is the one you've gone down. You also noted that there were braziers with oil nearby to them all. Yeah, you heard one of them saying that he wanted to get the oil ready because if they were going to bash down the door into the keep, he wanted to be able to give them a nasty surprise.
An oil slick.
He obviously is still thinking it's an oil slick. However, what has happened is Gilgwyn walked out from the base of your tower, has walked out from the base of your tower almost to the base of the keep, has been fired at by the guy in the arrow slit above the door, and has healed Morcelor somewhat. Don't think you ended up very injured, did you?
No, I have 29 out of 30 hit points after the healing.
Pretty damn good, then.
And a healing potion. I used the healing potion as well.
Yeah. But the issue here is that means that they've seen somebody leave your tower and head towards the castle. So they're aware that not all of you are in the tower now. Although whether they know Morcelor is out there with you, because you're currently out of sight of them.
Hmm.
What are you doing? You're currently in the corner tower.
Hmm.
You've opened the door that leads to the short piece of wall that then has the keep door in it.
Hmm.
Above the keep door is the arrow slit, which you assume at least one of them is behind.
Hmm.
Those of you downstairs don't know how many are upstairs. That person took a shot at Gilgrin as Gilgrin crossed. Is Gilgrin male? Female?
Female.
Okay. As Gilgrin crossed the courtyard to try and save Morcelor, they did take a shot at her. and Elenil disappeared up the keep somewhere. Are you lot doing anything?
I guess we should go catch up with the battering ram and get into the keep.
Yes. Gilgren's plan is to basically look like she's just taking a look around on the way back.
Okay. What are you doing, Marcel?
You should be subtle.
I will stealth back.
Okay.
I will try.
So you're being obvious, and
yes,
you're being stealthy.
I will be the distraction.
Marcel, make me a stealth check.
Do I get any type of advantage if...
not really. You're crossing an open space. You're already getting enough of an advantage to even allow you to try it.
That's 23.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Gilwyn, you start ambling across the courtyard. You're interrupted halfway across by a thunk sound. Followed by a... Ah, fuck! Bollocks! Shit! Fucking useless piece of crap! Crash! You both get back into the tower. Up on the roof, fella, now, you've come down a set of stairs, and it seems like the tower has got two big spiral staircases that go around the outside of it, and you're coming down... The one that you assume is the one that the guy on the arrow slit is on, maybe? But it could be the other one, because it's a double helix.
Right, okay.
But you've only gone down a little way. Inside the castle, it's actually relatively well lit. Someone's gone around and lit all the torches on the inside. The floor... You haven't gone down far enough to get to the next floor level down.
Mm-hmm.
Although there are arrow slits you can see along this wall. It seems like it goes down a floor and then you go halfway around. And it goes down a floor and you go halfway around. And it goes down a floor and you go halfway around. And then the other one is kind of
the
doing the opposite.
Yeah.
So you can't see any doors at the moment. But above you, you can hear, come on, come on, get it on the top there. And someone going, clong. Right. This will give them a nasty shock. Sounds like somebody's lighting a fire under, say, some oil.
Right. Did I notice how many, sections where they had oil?
There's one over either wall door, because there's three doors into the castle. There's a wall door on the north, there's a wall door on the south, and then there's the main door on the west. So there's one of those braziers with the oil tippy things over each door.
Right, okay.
Although there were extra cauldrons up there for heating more oil. But only three tipping devices, as it were.
Yeah.
It sounds like, though, they're concentrating on the one, you know, towards where your friends are.
Mm.
Strange that, isn't it?
No.
From below, you hear a voice. Boss! 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 Yes, what is it? They're hiding in the tower! I know they are! What should I do? What do you think you should do? Go and attack them? No, you fucking idiot! Guard the door! Oh, okay. You lot all hear that as well.
Wow, they're subtle.
We are also subtle.
Is anybody doing anything before I go back to Elenia?
Where is Yekar located in all of this at the moment?
You are in the corner tower of the castle. You are to the left of the door that opens onto the wall that leads to the wall door in the keep. You've got the log next to you. but you're fairly certain that the guy in the arrow slit above the door can shoot at you if you step outside. And also, you're also fairly certain that your weapon won't affect him. Because we're right.
How far is it from me that his arrow slit?
It's about 35 foot from the tower to the door, and then about 10 foot up. But you couldn't get through the arrow slit unless you were exceedingly skinny or a rat.
Oh, I'm not talking about getting through the arrow slit. I'm talking about getting under the arrow slit.
You could do it at a dash, and then you'd get some cover from the doorway.
That's what Yekar is doing.
Okay, Yekar rushes out and rushes along the wall. I'm just going to make a quick dexterity check. Yes, unfortunately...
Fucking rip your balls out!
Unfortunately for you, about halfway through shouting, I'm going to rip your balls out, you get shot with an arrow. That's cocked.
Cool.
No, you don't. So, he rolled a natural 20 to quickly reload another crossbow because he'd broken the last one. He then pulls the trigger and breaks another crossbow. You hear a clack, twang, ka-chunk, ah, fuck! And the sounds of, like, highly tensioned metal flying off down a staircase. These things are shit! A crossbow bonks you on the head as it comes flying out the window. It is very broken. You're now in the doorway, Yekar. Does anybody else in Tower Team want to do anything?
How close would I be to them if I moved up closer? Could I see them and be within 30 feet if I moved up along towards the door?
Well, they're 35 feet away and 10 foot off.
Yeah.
So yeah, at a certain point along that wall, you will get within 30 foot.
To be able to see them.
You don't know, because he seems to be ducking back out of the way whenever he fires. So he jumps out, fires, throws his crossbow away because he's broken it, and then dives back to one side.
Right, so I'm going to run out
okay.
to 30 feet
okay,
and look up at the thing.
You currently do not see it.
And I'm going to shout, Hey, I want to talk!
Right. You hear a voice go, what?
Just, I want to talk.
Boss, they want to talk! Fine, we'll talk. That's a voice further up the tower.
Plan on this.
We'll come back to your talking. Elenil, what are you currently doing? You've heard all this go down, and you are well aware that Morselor is currently standing right where a lot of hot oil might be about to be poured. So you've heard the guy upstairs say, yeah, we can totally talk, presumably because he's waiting for the oil to get good and hot before he pours it on Morselor.
Right.
What are you doing?
I'm kind of down the staircase, aren't I?
You're only slightly down the staircase, but you do have the problem that you know your weapons cannot run. Because you've hit them a couple of times and it's done absolutely fuck all.
Can I go back to the top and just kind of peer out of the doorway?
Yes, because the doorway is set slightly in from the outside of the tower.
Mm.
So you get up and you just look round very carefully. Can you make me a stealth check? You can have advantage on this because they don't think anybody's in the tower. You need to roll well. You just say that now.
22.
I don't know if that's going to be well enough. My bonus point, Morselor might not get covered in oil. So, perception. Right, okay. They also got 22. I don't know what to do there.
Rolls on ties.
In terms of armor class, it's the attacker, I think, that wins on a tie.
Right, so basically, the contest results in a tie. The situation remains the same as it was before the contact. So he hasn't spotted you because he didn't know you were there.
No.
So you look round the side, and there's... Oh, it's obviously a were-rat. He's got the same sort of lank, longish hair that they all seem to have. And there is sort of a vague family resemblance between all of these people. Maybe they're all from the same litter. This one, however, is wearing this scale mail made out of very black, shiny metal. Yeah, he's wearing this armor scale mail made out of black, shiny metal. And he's got kind of an ornate dagger on his right hip, which he's resting his hand on. And seems to be wearing a big chain around his neck, like a silver and brass chain. Although you can't see from where he's standing what's on that. He's standing back from the wall a bit. Not right at where the wall is, just back a bit so that nobody downstairs can see him. The other were-rat that's up here, dressed like all the other ones that you've seen earlier, so no special equipment, but he is right next to the oil tipping thing, which you can now see has a fire underneath it, and he's sort of stirring the oil, occasionally glancing and stirring the oil, obviously trying to get the oil up to temperature.
Okay.
What are you doing?
And how far away are they from the door that I'm at?
They're only about 15 foot behind you, effectively, when you come up this door. So the door is, it's about 15 foot in. The back of the stone little hut is 15 foot in from the crenellations. And the guy in the armour is about 5 foot away from that. So when you're looking out the door, he's 15 foot from you. The other one is more like about 20 because he's right by the hand-cranked boiling oil machine.
All right, and is there an oil thing closer to me as well?
No, there's one about 40 foot to your left,
right, okay.
Over the main door, or the other side of the tower.
Yeah.
Over the other tower door.
So he's at the closest one.
He's at the closest one to you.
Okay.
Because you climbed up that side of the castle, because that's where they were intending to batter down the door. But now there's some reason talking. But that's pretty much all you're going to get, unless you want to do something quick before they continue their conversation.
Oh, I'll let them do some distracting.
Okay. Go on then. Speak.
Can I see him?
No.
In which case, you know, it's rude not to look at someone while they're talking to you. Come out here where I can see you.
Right, remember, on the roof, he's going to be 60 foot above you.
What about the one in the window?
The one in the window is only like 10 foot above you. He'll be really visible if he looks out.
Can I try and convince him to look out with the come out here where I can see you?
Okay. The one on the top goes, I'm not stupid. I know you've got mages. The one at the arrow set goes, what? And leaves his head out.
I'd like to cast suggestion.
Okay.
And tell him to come open the door for us. And he makes a...
Do check.
The target must make a wisdom saving throw. Okay. On a failed save, it pursues the action that you described.
Okay. Right then, so... Wisdom saving throw. What's your DC, please?
16. Okay.
No! I'm in a castle, you fucking idiot. Why would I open the door? That's stupid. He's stupid, boss! No. He isn't stupid, but there is a stupid person around here. Get back on the cover, you fucking moron. So, what did you want?
Oh, just try and get him to open the door, at which point I run back.
Oh, I open the door. Now.
An arrow does sort of follow you, but gets nowhere even close.
Okay. Can I ask a question? Could I use this to get through the arrow slit?
Not from where you're standing. However, if you get closer, yes.
Okay, so I just have to get out onto the wall and then do
it. You will, but because of the angle, you will probably appear above ground level. So you'll probably fall slightly because of what you can see. You'll have to appear in effectively thin air because you can't see the floor where you're
That's fine.
For the moment, though, let's go back to Elenil, unless Gilgwyn is doing anything.
Mostly just shaking her head in despair.
Yikar, are you doing anything from the doorway, which you're now hiding in?
Going to, okay, how wide is the arrow slit?
The arrow slit is about 8 inches wide.
Beautiful. Alright, let's hope that, I can do this. I am going to stuff a small rag into my flask of oil that, you know, since everyone used the pitch to set the thing on fire, I didn't get to use my oil. And I'm going to light it.
You did use the oil to light the pitch.
No, we used the oil, we stuck off the rats.
No, true. Yeah, go on. Then you're going to light it and throw it in, perhaps?
Yep, I'm going to lob it up through the arrow slit.
Okay, now, couple of things before you do this. To attack someone within the arrow slit, you will be rolling at disadvantage. If you roll a 1, your flask will burst on the outside of the arrow slit. If you miss, it will go inside, but it will miss them. If you hit, it will hit them. But that first one, if you roll a 1, it will burst outside. You will be covered by your own burning oil. Just making sure you know that before you roll this die.
Well, realize that he's not... Well...
Oh no, you're also resistant to fire, so it's less of a worry for you.
True.
He's a red dragon, isn't he?
Fuck it, gonna do it.
Oh no, he's a blue dragon. You're not resistant to fire.
Yeah, that's lightning.
Well, you only live once. Do you make the shot? And if so... Yeah. Who's rolling for you?
Doug, do it!
Okay, two dice, take the lowest.
There's another d20. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. It is a 2, so it's not a 1.
So, you step outside, you stuff the rag in, you light the rag, you step out of cover, and you hurl! And the flask flies up and up and up and hits the outside of the arrow slit and splashes burning oil down the wall. You hear a voice inside go, "Bloody hell!" But not a lot else happens. The wall is now slightly on fire. Elenil, what are you doing? The black armoured figure keeps sort of waving at the other one who keeps shrugging, like, and pointing at the oil. And it's like, faster movements. But it's like, it's fire. It gets as hot as it gets hot.
Right. I don't know, would that work against fire, or is that just for...
That is a magical attack. It wouldn't really help you against fire, but it would injure spirits. Because it is magic.
Right, I'll go for the oil stirrer.
Okay, so what you're going to do is, on your own, lean out of cover and ray of frost one of the two spirits.
Yes.
Good to know. On a bonus point, they won't be expecting this.
No.
I just need to find Ray of Frost in here. Normally you'd make a ranged spell attack. They are unaware of you, so I'm just going to rule that it hits. Roll the 1d20 anyway, just to see if you crit.
No.
Okay. You hit the oil stirrer. Roll 1d8, as it takes that much damage.
I rolled a 6.
A 6. I know I was counting up on that. Okay, you lean round the corner and unleash your frost elf power. Striking with your oh-so-powerful frost cantrip, the were-rat staggers as ice forms over his shoulder. And he goes, ha ha ha! The other were-rat turns around and goes, there's one in the castle! From below you hear, ah! Followed by, there's one in the castle! At this point, I'm going to have to go into initiative order.
Okay.
So, the rats. Let's have a look. 1 second. Could everybody please roll initiative? Mm-hmm.
Is it just d20 plus initiative?
And your initiative.
It's d20 plus your initiative.
Shit. I'll roll for Yekar.
You got a surprise round, so I didn't get to respond to you. So then, is anybody above 20?
Okay.
15 to 20. Okay. 10 to 15.
Yekar is on 12.
Hooray.
Better than I managed.
5 to 10.
Stoneskin's water is on 6. Seriously, guys, no one else? Okay, wow. We're fucked. Not in the fun way.
Five.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Four. Three. Yeah. Plus the war is on three.
Oh, fuck.
Two. One.
Yes!
One.
Gilgrin is on one.
Did you just roll a one?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait. Initiative is zero and I rolled a one.
Gilgrin, you have been distracted looking at the patterns in the wood that makes up the door.
Ooh.
So the first action... is going to be a rat. He shouts, "Where's the one in the castle?" And then does something. Yekar!
Well, I'm going to start trying to batter down the door.
Okay. This door is really powerfully built. As you might imagine, this is one of the stronger doors in the whole place. I'm actually going to look up the rules for castle doors for this point.
Cat flaps.
104. If they had a cat flap, you'd be quids in, but sadly they don't. Okay, you can either bash the door in or just start doing damage to it. The difference is, bashing the door in requires you make a strength check over a certain DC. And I can tell you, this is an iron-banded door that is very difficult to just bash in. Or you can try and wear the door down. Which would you like to do?
Okay, so which are those? What are those two again?
You either have to make a very high strength check just to break the door holdings, or you wear the door down by doing damage. Your choice.
I'll try and break the holdings. I have strength 19. That's one shy of maximum.
Okay, in which case, make a strength check. Yekar takes a couple of steps back. Gets his shoulder ready. Charges. Slams into the door round.
Does 14.
Bounces off the door.
Boink.
Boink. the door doesn't budge at all. Up at the top, you hear a voice go, There's a fucking elf at the top here! She shot me with ice! Shit! Followed by him taking cover behind the boiling oil and frantically stirring it. Why, you're not entirely certain, because it's not like he can pour it on you from over there. Stone skins, water.
Okay. First, I activate feline agility, which doubles my speed.
Okay.
So I now have a speed of 60.
Yep.
Here we go. Runs out the door.
Yep.
Pelts along the wall. Jumps. Activates Misty Step to bamp through the arrow slit into the space on the other side.
Okay, so it would have doubled your speed. So you use half of your speed to get 30 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to make a jump check to try and get height, I assume?
I guess. I wasn't really thinking this through, because I have no acrobatics and my dex modifier is minus one. I wasn't thinking!
Well, basically, what I'll do is if you make a good jump check, then you won't fall quite so much when you get on the other side, because the Misty Step is just going to work.
Yeah. It just looked cooler in my head that I jumped before I activate it.
Which is fine.
Because I'm all in on that Nightcrawler shit, baby. It comes to 7. Which is not great.
See.
Yeah, at least I didn't roll a 1.
Yeah, that's not going to help you. So,
okay.
You jump, and you miss your step. And you fly in through the arrow slit. You appear about, 8 foot up in the air.
Really?
Above a spiral staircase.
Oh, fuck.
And you hit the ground.
Boing.
Make me, and you're going to love this, an acrobatics check.
Oh, the same thing I just got a 7 on. I got a 5 on that.
Okay, you somewhat fall down the stairs.
Oh, fuck.
You don't do yourself any damage because you're not falling from high enough up, but you do end up prone on the stairs.
Oh, fuck. Ow.
The were-rat then takes its held action of, if anybody makes themselves obvious to me, I will shoot them. And shoots you, having gone, fuck! Ah! I'm guessing that... actually, 15.
My armor class is 16, but I don't know what being prone does to that.
Actually, it gives him disadvantage because it's a ranged weapon. Right, he rolled the same thing twice. So he fires off a shot, but it spangs off the ground next to you. Elenil. So, one of the were-rats has ducked back and taken cover behind the boiling oil. The other were-rat is sort of looking at you and going, what would you like to do? Penny?
Yes. I will... Is he closer than the other rat?
Marginally, yes. By about 5 foot.
Right, okay. I shall, I guess I shall move.
Remember, with Ray of Frost, you can do it as many times as you want, because it's a cantrip.
I'll try doing it on him.
Okay. And, here now. Yeah, right. Okay. Make me a ranged spell attack, please.
Do this on intelligence.
Yes. So it's D20 plus your intelligence bonus.
I get a total of 9.
You fire off another ray of frost, and it does actually hit him, but it splashes against that black armor and just dissipates. He looks down and wipes a few pieces of frost off his chest. Looks at you, points, and pulls the dagger from his pocket. He then launches himself across the intervening space and tries to stab you.
That wasn't very nice, is it?
Cocked die. I'm guessing, though, that 11 won't hit you?
No.
He whips this jewel dagger out from his pocket, and it is, it's a horrific looking thing. It's a long, straightish blade. It's not curved, but it's got a lot of spikes coming out of the side that curve forwards all the way along, and it makes a sound as it rips through the air, and you just dodge back as it slices through the air in front of your throat.
Nice.
Morsalor!
Yeah, not really sure what I'm doing. I don't have much I can do, except for...
Well, Yekal's trying to bash the door down. Stoneskin's water ran forward and dissolved.
Yeah.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, for starters, I'd like to use my bonus action to use my Bardic Inspiration on Yekar.
Okay.
To try and...
What do you say to psych him up?
Come on, you can do it. Kick the shit out of that door.
How many more Bardic Inspirations do you have today?
I don't think I've used one today. Not since we rested at the jeweler's place.
Doesn't Vicious Mockery take one? It doesn't. Does it?
No.
Okay, so how many have you got left after this then?
I've got equal to my charisma modifier, which is 5, so I have 4 left after.
Okay,
this.
And it gives him a d4, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Yekar, you have gained the d4 that you can add to ability checks or to hit rolls, I believe, or saves.
Ability checks, attacks, and saves.
Nice. So you can basically add it to anything. What else are you doing, Morsalor?
I might just... Did you say hold an action for the thing?
If you take a hold an action, you have to specify what action you're holding and what will be the trigger.
Okay, so I'm going to get out my hand crossbow.
Yep.
And if I see anyone stick their head out of the windows or over the edge of the...
You will shoot them.
I will shoot them.
Fair enough. Gilgrim! This door is really pretty. So, back to the top. You rolled a 1.
Yeah, I know.
The were-rat who's standing above you has fired his crossbow and the bolt shatters off the ground. He just looks at it, and you can see there's 3 or 4 crossbows that are lined up, and 2 broken crossbows. And he just goes, "These things are shit!" And hurls it against the wall, pulls out a short sword, and tries to attack you. He has advantage on this attack because you are currently prone.
Fair enough.
Will, 17.
Unfortunately, yes.
He stutter you first and doesn't manage it, and then takes a double-handed strike, stabs down into your thigh for a massive 3 points of damage. It kind of bounces off a little.
Yeah, still.
Ah, die, you fucking cat fuck!
Fuck off!
Yekar, you hear fighting explode in the arrow slit above you, but currently you can't get through the door.
Doing it again.
He winds up and shoulder charges the door.
He's rolling.
You can. Okay. Don't care. Someone rolled. It's a nice.
Okay. Not for your choice. 14 again.
Roll a d4 and add to it.
Oh. Okay.
I will tell you that you don't think a d4. Never mind. It's been rolled now.
Same
you get. 17. You bounce off the door again.
Shit, I forgot that's the one time you see this now, isn't it?
Maybe.
Fuck, sorry.
Don't I have some kind of surge reroll thing?
You have
action surge?
An action surge where you can make another action.
And I've got extra attack, or is this like a full...
This is an action. It's not an attack. If you were trying to wear the door down, that would be an attack. But currently you're just trying to shoulder barge the bar through. Are you taking your action surge or holding on to it?
Yeah, I'll use my surge. It's not like it's going to do me any good in the combat.
Okay. Make a roll.
Okay.
It's a really strong door. I warn you now.
15.
You wind up. Are you adding your strength bonus, by the way?
Yes, because I rolled 11 and I had a 4.
You charge the door, and again, you bounce off. You're beginning to think that without mechanical help and maybe somebody else, you're not going to get through this door.
Fuck, alright.
You're just not strong enough to bash the door in with just your shoulder. Then it becomes a dude at the top of the castle. Right. What would he do? He pulls out a crossbow and fires it in your direction. Now, you've got practically full cover from him, so he's getting disadvantage. Yeah, he'll probably be taking the... No, he shoots his friend. He rolled a one. Yep, that is the right damage. Holy shit, he max damages his boss.
Oh, bad thing for him.
He's not going to be popular.
There's a thunk, and then a... from the guy you're fighting, who then turns and looks over his shoulder, looks at the crossbow bolt sticking over his shoulder, looks at the other guy standing next to the oil, who goes, sorry, and goes back to steering oil. Right, then. Okay, so, at this point it becomes Stone Skin's Water. To stand up, it will take half your move.
Okay, well, I wasn't planning on doing much moving, so...
Okay. You leap to your feet. You're in front of a were-rat.
I'm going to hit the motherfucker.
You can try.
Darn right I will. Okay. Tech bonus plus two. That is 15.
You do hit him. Because he's only wearing a leather jerkin.
Okay, I will use a spell slot to make that a Divine Smite.
Okay.
Okay, so that is an extra 2d8 damage.
This could be a bad day to be drunk.
I only have one in my bag.
It's okay. Okay, so that's these plus my strength bonus. That would be a total of 21 damage.
Fucking hell.
It's radiant damage.
Yeah, well, it counts as magical damage, which is the important thing.
Yeah.
You bring up your mighty glaive and slap him square in the face with it with a burst of holy fire. Through the arrow slit, you two see this burst of holy fire followed by a, you cock! As the guy staggers back with a huge gash in his face.
Oh, you don't want to get started on my cock, mate.
Okay. Is that it?
I get another attack. I don't have any more spell slots, though, so I can't do any more radiant damage.
Okay.
Now I'm just hitting. That's a 17 to hit.
You bring the blade down, and he catches it in his hand. Not so good without your magic, are ya? It's not silver, is it?
No.
Your attack does no damage. Elenil.
Okay, where I go.
He's just tried to stab you. And then got shot by his own side, which he seems less than impressed by.
Oh, I can imagine.
Now, your problem is, you know that your weapons can't harm him,
mm-hmm.
Because you've tried it, well, you've not tried it on this guy, but you've tried it on the other guys and it didn't seem to work. But if you fire your ray at Frost at him when he's in close combat, you get disadvantage. I think it's firing in close combat gives you disadvantage. Or it might just be he gets an attack of opportunity, which will be bad.
Yeah.
But be thinking of what you want to do. Yeah, you have disadvantage on him. The other option is you could take your whole action to disengage and move 30 feet away from him down the stairs or across the roof. This stops him from getting an attack of opportunity on you, but won't do him any damage, obviously.
Mm.
And currently you do have cover from the other chap. Not that the other chap's actually very good at shooting. We've ascertained his shit.
Yeah. I'll try it one more time.
Not Ray of Frosting.
Yeah.
Roll two dice and take the lowest.
So that will be 12 with the lowest.
It sails over his shoulder as he ducks down. Can you make me a spot check, a perception check, right as you're doing that? I suspect 4 is not going to be enough, even with your massive wisdom bonus and perception bonuses. Okay.
16?
Actually, no, that's pretty damn good then. Fucking hell, you must have a lot of perception. On the chain around his neck, he has this brass enclosure, and in it is an eyeball with a sort of slit iris that is moving around and looking at things. And as you look at it, it just latches onto you and then sort of squints a bit. it's his go. Actually, I suspect it probably is that. Oh no, because he's in close combat with you, so that's a bad idea. He will attempt to stab you with the knife. Die, elf! Probably not.
15 is. Equals my own.
Did we say equal hits?
I think we did.
6 points of damage. The blade sails through your armour relatively easily, but it's not worse than getting stabbed by anything else at the moment.
I could uncannily dodge that. Could I?
Feel free. I believe you get to do it once a round, don't you? Which will half the damage?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are still new to D&D 5th edition. Give me a sec. I will look it up for you. Yep, you can half the damage, so it'll only do 3. Uncanny dodge. So as he brings the knife round to slash across your chest, you just bend over backwards, put one foot down, one hand down behind you, and then come back up to upright.
Mm-hmm.
It's very clever. More, Selor.
Right, so I've just realised that I've got a scroll of Wall of Fire.
Right.
I was wondering if I could use it to create a Wall of Fire on the door that we're trying to break down. It says one side of the wall does damage, the other side of the wall doesn't, so it means we could keep bashing up against the door while it was doing it. And I was wondering if I could...
That's your question. Yes, you can.
Yeah. So
you might want to wait until Yekar gets out of the way.
If he's standing back to go in for another,
okay,
one side of the wall, or one side of the fire wall doesn't do any damage.
Oh, okay.
So I can choose what side does damage on casting, and I'm going to choose the one touching
towards the door.
Yeah.
Okay, so you whip out your scroll and read frantically from the words. As you do, the words float up off the page and assemble themselves in front of you, slowly forming into a mandala of words that rotates, and then explodes outwards in a wall of fire right against the door. Yekar, the fucking door's on fire now. Roll me 5d8 damage.
Can I get some d8s? There's one there.
Because weirdly enough, doors can't make saves. D8s are the things we've got the least of, I want you now.
Yeah. Oh, I found one.
I found a dagger.
That's the Mim Sahius.
Yeah. We're wrapped with 3
points of damage.
Okay.
Fire damage, if that makes a difference.
Not really. Okay. The front of the door is alight, and you are sort of burning it, but it seems to be mostly charring at the moment. Gilgwyn. Somebody set fire to the door, and you suddenly realise that a fight is happening, and you've been staring at a wall.
Okay, they're all over there by the door.
Yes.
How far away is that?
35 feet.
35 feet.
Although Norswell's only really 30 feet away, and Yekar's probably only about 30 feet away at the moment, but he was getting up to run back in with his shoulder. You've no idea where Thurnskin's water is, you've no idea where Elanil is.
So we brought a battering ram down here.
Yes, there is a battering ram right next to you.
Do I think that's actually likely to be useful?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to pick it up and take it over.
Okay, you pick up the thing, sling it out of your shoulder from one driver to the others. Back to the top. The were-rat that you were fighting. Actually, Tobin is the guy on the roof. Tobin stirs the pot.
Pot stirrer.
Looks at the pot. He is pleased with the pot's current temperature and walks round to the front of the oil pouring device. Yaker! The door is on fucking fire now!
Can I use a free action to say it won't burn you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll let you know that the fire won't burn you.
Well, that's generous of you.
Unless you break through the door and pass through the other side.
Gonna start cutting it down.
Okay, so you get your sword out and make a couple of strikes. Roll some damage. You don't need to roll to attack a door. It's a fucking door. It's not going to dodge.
Okay. Damage 2d6 plus strength bonus. So...
And I believe he rerolls ones and twos? Or am I wrong?
I do that.
Oh, right.
Because
right.
I have the great sword weapon.
Yes.
Oh, he does too. He does too.
I reroll one or two on attack roll.
Oh, on attack rolls, is it? I thought it was damage.
Yeah, I thought it was damage too. Yeah, on mine it says roll one or two on damage die.
What ability is it?
Great weapon.
Weapon style, great weapon.
It's a feat.
It's not, it's a plus.
Is it? Unless it's different for fighters than it is for paladins.
Yeah, for fighters it's on the damage die as well.
Okay.
So you re-roll ones or twos on damage.
I didn't know that.
Okay, I'll re-roll that too. Oh, definitely, because that means you've now done 14 damage to it on the first damage. And the second one, you roll that one. You do a total of 12 on the second one.
Okay.
Nice.
You hack deeply into the door. It's really easy to chop through a door that's on fucking fire. The were-rat that you're fighting.
Drunk, was it?
Drunk. Pushes your spear to one side and slowly shifts into a sort of rat-shaped humanoid. Then goes, have a taste of your own medicine, and tries to stab you. Yes, he does. 21.
Fuck, yes he does. Shit.
8 points of damage.
Fuck.
He just sinks his sword into your chest and then twists it while sort of grimacing at you as a rat. Have it! Stone skins, water.
Okay, interesting. So I can't actually hurt him. Unless...
Unless you do magic damage, or you've got silver.
Or fire.
Fire would technically work.
Okay, because I got a flask of oil.
Okay.
How would I light it, though?
Therein lies the problem.
Yeah.
You can certainly get him covered in oil, but lighting it might be difficult. Although, there are torches on the walls in here. You might not be able to do it all in one action.
How close is the nearest torch?
There's one just past the arrow slit behind you, or one about 20 foot in front of you.
Okay, so I don't know one behind me, but I need to set it on fire first. Sorry, you're way too fucking ugly for me. Grab one of the flasks of oil, pour it over his head.
Okay, this is effectively an improvised weapon, which I believe gives you disadvantage. Actually, you know what? It doesn't say, so, you are not proficient with it, so you won't be adding your proficiency bonus. You'll just be rolling and adding your dex bonus,
which is minus one. That's a one.
You sort of get it and try and splash it on him, and he sort of steps back and you end up struggling. The oil goes all over the floor, not so much all over here. Elenil. You are locked in combat with a black-armoured were-rat who's just stabbed you. And another were-rat that seems to be getting ready to pour boiling oil on a load of people.
Hmm.
Right. Can I shout from where I am? Look out below.
From above you, Yekar, Gilgrin, and Morselor, you hear the shout of Elenio of "Look out below!" And then what do you do?
I'd like to try and stab him back.
Fair enough.
It's not going to be particularly effective, but...
Roll to hit.
I rolled 19.
Plus your attack bonus for your weapon. Which I believe is going to be including your proficiency bonus.
Mm-hmm. Should be right next to the name of the weapon.
No, it's not.
Let's have a quick look. So, you've got short swords, which are finesse weapons so that you can use your dex bonus. So the total would be plus 7 for your short sword. So you definitely hit him.
Okay.
You slam your sword into a gap in his armour. It goes in as far as his skin and then stops.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously? He slowly starts morphing into a rat-like humanoid. It's now his go. He turns back to the guy who shot him. Oh, yeah, he shot him, but it wouldn't have done him any damage. Sorry. It bounced off. Because it's not silver. He turns around and goes, "Douse them, you fuckwit!" And then tries to stab you with the dagger. He will stab you with the dagger.
Mm.
But it only does 4 points of damage. Whatever weirdness this dagger has got going on, it doesn't seem to be doing very much at the moment. It rips through the air and just tags you in the shoulder.
Okay.
Morthalor. Yekar is right up next to the door. Your wall of fire is just ahead of him. You've just heard "look out below" from above.
I'm going to run back for cover.
Okay. You run back into the tower. You can do that as a move, because you're only 30 foot up, so you've still got an action.
And then take a hold action to hold my crossbow and make sure anyone...
So if he appears over the top, you'll shoot at him.
Does my wall of fire continue to do damage?
Yes, it does. Please roll 5d8.
22.
Oh, right. Okay. Yekar, the door in front of you is starting to look utterly fucked. You reckon another good round of hitting it and you will get through. However, Elenil did just shout something about getting out of the way from above you.
Move aside!
You haven't got a go yet, sadly. Gilgwyn! You heard above you, look out below.
How far from here is the top of the castle?
It is about 60 foot above you.
Okay. But we can't see anyone right now.
Not currently.
And there's nowhere out the way we can move without moving all the way back.
You could leap down into the courtyard.
Yeah.
Or you go back into the tower. The problem is, this is a defensive fortification. It's set up so that whatever's happening up there, you're not going to have any cover from.
Yeah. And I brought the thingy over.
Yeah.
But I'm probably not very effective with actually using it.
No.
With it carrying.
Yes. It.
Okay, then. So, with D&D, can you do the thing of holding your action from one turn to the next or not?
You can only hold an action. You can't hold a whole action. So, you know, you get a move and an action and a bonus. You only hold the action part.
Okay.
So, your action could be dash, which is, if I see someone appear up there, I run away.
I was thinking of doing the moving back, and if I see someone appear up there, I can do a thing.
Yep. What thing do you want to do?
Guiding bolt.
Fair enough.
I should be able to see them 120 feet.
Yep. Okay, so you move back into the tower and get ready with a guiding bolt. At this point, sadly for your car, it becomes the guy manning the oil pouring device. The man manning the oil pouring device appears at the edge of the tower. Morselor, you are higher up the initiative ranks. You go first. Then Gilgwyn, you will go. Morselor, I believe you were going to shoot him with an arrow.
Yes. 13 plus 5, 18.
Is the arrow silver?
No.
It hits him. Ah, fucker. It does that. Gilgwyn, on the other hand, guiding bolt.
So this is the spell, this is roll the dice plus the spell attack bonus.
Yes.
Oh gosh, okay, that's not actually that good.
Yekar really wants you to hit and kill this guy.
Yeah, I only got 12.
That's enough to hit him.
Is it?
Yeah,
okay.
Just.
Right. Can I have...
You can see him with his hand on the crank that's going to pour boiling oil down on your friend.
Okay, I'll just roll. Oh my god. That was terrible. That's a grand total of 6. Because I rolled 2 2s and 2 1s on my 4d6.
You see him get to the edge. You see him put his hands up on the crank. You see the arrow bolt rush up and hit him in the shoulder and ping off. You notice he's slightly covered in ice. And he seems to be, you know, burnt. Almost as if he was one of the guys you were fighting before. And then he guiding bolts him in the face and he topples over the side of the castle. He lands with a splat next to Yekar. He doesn't seem to be moving.
Nah, the if you've done, blessed us.
If you did one less damage, he would have probably burnt Yekar to a crisp. Yekar, a weirat drops to the ground stone dead and glowing next to you.
FD.
The door in front of you is looking pretty fucked if you want to take it down.
Yep.
First attack does 11 damage to the door.
Okay.
Second attack does 15 to the door.
You smash the door in, it splinters apart. Ahead of you is a spiral staircase.
Gonna start heading up.
Okay. One sec.
He rushes through the door. Okay. Please roll a load of damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just looking to see if I could do it as a reaction, but I don't think I can. I think it's a bonus action.
It is a bonus action, I'm afraid. It's not concentration. Well, let me check, actually. I will check. End concentration at any time, no action required.
Okay, yes, woo-hoo! I end concentration.
So as the door gets smashed, you quickly go, oh fuck, and dissipate the wall of fire. And Yekar rushes through where the wall of fire was without realising how close he comes to burning himself to death. Yekar, you start rushing up the stairs. At which point, it becomes Thwank. Thwank. Squares up to you again. Yeah, yeah. Let's have a bit of a knife fight. And tries to stab you.
Okay.
Will 15 hit?
No.
He glances off your armour.
Let's not. Say we did.
It's your go.
Okay. So I've technically failed in dousing him in oil.
Yeah, he doused the floor mostly in oil.
Okay, the floor, okay. How big an area of the floor?
Ooh, about a 5 foot square, effectively.
Can I jump back and knock the torch onto the floor, onto the oily floor?
You can, but it will be a move followed by an action, so you'll get an attack on you as you do.
Okay, question. Using a channel divinity power, what does that count as?
Depends on what you're doing.
Nature's wrath.
What does that do?
Spectral vines ensnare creature within 10 feet of you. They make a strength or dex save.
I believe that is an action.
Right, so I wouldn't be able to do that and knock the torch over.
Not really.
Okay, that's fair. So he just get an attack of opportunity on me, basically, yeah?
Yes. If you move away and then try and do something, he gets an attack of opportunity because you're not using a disengage, effectively.
Now, disengage is an action.
Exactly.
So I have to do that or not. Okay, I'll take the...
You dart away from him. That was cocked. And he stabs you as you do. Because 20 is going to hit you.
Yeah, well, yeah.
For a total of 4 damage. He sort of slashes your back as you go past. Do you then lock the torch in the direction?
Yep.
You just knock the torch to the floor and there's this whoomph as oil starts burning between you and him. He dodges back out of the way. He looks at you from the other side of the burning oil.
I make an obscene gesture.
Fair enough. Elenil, you are currently fighting this dude. The guy who was trying to pour oil on everybody just fell off after suddenly glowing like the sun. So you're not entirely certain, but you think Gilbin might have illuminated him. Illuminated him. But this dude, it turns out he was uninjured by that arrow because it wasn't made of silver. So, yeah. He seems unharmed. What would you like to do?
Well, I can't actually hurt him now, can I?
Well, unless you take the risk of trying to Ray of Frost him in close combat.
Does that just give him an attack?
No, it gives you disadvantage.
Right.
Because he's in close combat and it's a ranged attack. So you're less likely to hit him, but it will do damage if you do.
I might try it anyway.
Okay. Right. Okay. In which case, make a ranged attack with disadvantage, sadly.
So that is going to be 11.
You dodge back and bring your hand up to fire another ray of frost at him from your elven heritage. It hits him square in the chest but spatters off the weird black armour. You hear a voice coming from the eye. Good lord, child. You're more useless than the normal sort of your race. Could you make me a willpower check? A willpower saving throw. Against the casting ability, which is in this case... Okay. I don't know what the casting ability is. Make a wisdom saving throw, please.
A wisdom.
You shake off the vicious mockery just in time for him to try and stab you.
Oh, goody.
16?
Yeah, that hits.
He does you a mighty 3 points of damage as he once again brings that dagger across you, but it doesn't seem to be doing very much. He does look at it after slashing at you as if he was kind of expecting it to do something, and it hasn't yet. So, at this point, it becomes Morosador.
Does this tower that we've just broken the door into, like, or we're in the castle, or is there a staircase?
That is the keep.
Yeah, so is there a staircase going up?
You have no idea, you've not been inside yet. You're still in the tower.
I'd like to take the dash action.
So okay. You run in through the door. You can see that there is a spiral staircase that leads upwards to the left and downwards to the right.
Go up.
You do notice, however, you don't see a were-rat and you do not see Stone Skin's water. But you can see burning oil dripping through the floorboards over there. Just so you know. You start running up the stairs towards the roof. Gilgwyn!
I will follow.
You rush in
but that's
and also start running up.
Because I do not have
a dash option?
You do have a dash option.
Oh, so that's the thing everyone can do.
Yes.
Right, everyone with skill.
No. So you start dashing as well. So you, Yekar, and Mortalor are all like 30 foot up the thing. Tobin is deceased. So Yekar, Mortalor, and Gilgwyn have caught you up. Do you want to keep running up these stairs?
Get to the fight room.
Okay, you run past one room, which looks like it's a big feasting hall on your right, and you keep running, and you're going round and upwards all the time. As you come round the next corner, you see what seems to be a set of like suites or something. But it's not like you're hitting a floor every time you'd expect there to be a floor. It seems like there's floors on one side of the building and floors on another side of the building, and they're not quite lining up. So you're only seeing floors every half turn on this one. It's kind of weird. Drank. Drank stares at you from the other side of the burning oil. Looks at the burning oil, looks at you, and goes... Nah, fuck it. And turns into a rat. Disappears down a hole.
Yeah.
Stone skims water.
Right, so to go up, I need to get through the firewall that I've created.
Yes, sadly so.
Okay, I need to find a way across to the other staircase.
Potentially.
Okay. Or I could try going through the fire. That strikes me as a really bad idea.
Up to you.
I'm going to see if I can find a way across to the other side where the staircase.
You run down the stairs slightly, because you're on the downward side and he was on the
inside.
You run down the stairs and you actually get to the level below the wall, so where the main door is. And what you see is you come in at the end of it, and there's a big wide area. There's a spiral staircase down, with a big iron door that is open. And somebody has obviously dragged a few bags of coins out from there. It looks like it might be the treasure room of some description. It seems like it's a guard post here. At the other end, you can see, there's the start of the other spiral staircase.
Treasure room. I'm wondering if it also happens to have any potentially, like, special weapons in it?
Potentially.
I'm going to quickly dash down there and have a quick look.
Okay. You dash down there, and you're fairly certain that this is where that woman got all those magical artifacts on. You come into a small room. It's obvious this was the treasure room. There's places either side for guards to sit. And there's a big portcullis that's been raised. Then there's a couple of chests which are open and empty. You assume that's what's in those bags upstairs. Then at the far end, there's a mannequin, which is completely empty. There is nothing on it. In the corner, there is a sword and a dagger.
I'll grab them both.
You grab them both, and they're surprisingly shiny. And it looks like somebody picked them up and then quickly threw them away. Right then. At which point we come to Lenil. You're fighting the boss rat upon the roof of this castle.
How far away is the fire that the other rat was stoking?
It's 30 feet behind the guy you're fighting. So if you take a disengage, you can get to it in one action without him stabbing you.
Right, okay.
It's not really designed to pull this way rather than that way, but you probably could still knock it over onto him. Which would probably hurt him.
I think you can take disengage as a bonus action.
She might be able to.
Yeah, it is.
Ah, yeah. So in that case, yeah, you can just dodge away. Sorry, I can't keep track of all of your class abilities,
that's
I'm afraid.
I'm trying to write them out.
Yeah, so you could actually move 30 foot away and then do something else as well. without provoking an attack of opportunity, which is nice. Also, remember your uncanny dodge works every round if only one person is attacking you, so yeah. You can always half his damage.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to tell me when you're doing that.
Yeah. So can I? I want to head over to the where the fire is.
Yep.
You
easily evade his flailing strike as he tries to attack you on the way out.
And I want to throw my pot of oil at him.
Okay. You're not proficient in it, so just roll plus your dex bonus. Which, to be perfectly honest with you, is probably still ahead.
11.
It does shatter on the ground in front of you. He stands there and just goes, "Ah!" I need to look. Green rot, please help! And he holds the eye up, and you hear another voice goes, "Oh dearie, really, you need my help. Oh well, goodbye, elf." And a sickly green beam erupts from the eye. Does 12 hit you?
No.
You dodge out of the way as this green, sickly green beam lances out from the eye and goes over your shoulder. He then follows up by charging up to you and trying to stab you. He moves 30 foot and makes an attack. Will 17 hit?
Yes.
He will roll some damage. He deals you 7 points of damage. If you uncanny dodge that, that becomes 4 points of damage. Which is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
More, Selor.
Right, I'm going to just continue running up.
Dashing.
Yeah.
Dashing, dashing. Right. You go past a room that looks like a bedroom. There is a dead woman on the bed. She looks very old, but you can't really see her as you run past. And then you come out of a small stone building on the roof of the thing. On the far side of this castle roof, you can see an oil brazier with Elenil and a Wirak clad in black scale armour with a vicious looking dagger fighting.
What is the armour made out of?
Make me an arcana check.
No. That's a 4.
That is totally made out of giant's toenails. Okay. It will give him giant strength.
Sweet.
And
I'd like to use a bonus action to inspire Elenil.
Okay, what do you shout?
Don't worry, we're here now. We're here to help. You got this.
Please take a d4, which you can add to any check, save, or whatever. Gilgwyn, do you follow?
Yes.
You also rush out onto the roof and see Elenil fighting with a black armour clad Wirrat.
How alive does Elenil look at this point?
How wounded do you look, percentage-wise?
Fairly wounded.
She's got a lot of small cuts all over her. But you only have a bonus action left.
I see.
And she's 50 foot away.
Yeah, I don't think I've got any bonus actions. So,
Healing Word is one, but it's 30 foot, isn't it? Or is it 60 foot?
60 foot.
Well, you could do Healing Word on it, then.
I could. I don't think I care enough.
Holy shit!
Thanks.
She's not about to drop dead. I've got more effective healing at closer range for my limited number of spell slots.
Okay.
Is that Healing Word a cantrip?
No.
No, it's the first level. If I had a cantrip, I'd do it. I don't have a cantrip.
Okay, that sounds less callous when you explain it.
Yeah.
You just bluntly say like that, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, fuck her.
It's like, Jesus.
If she was about to die, I'd fix her. She's not about to die. It's
fair enough. So, at this point, we get to Yekar. You also, I assume, rush onto the roof?
Yarr!
There is now a gaggle of people watching you fight on the roof.
Wow.
Drank.
Dossel.
Hello, Ophelia. Stone skims water.
I activate feline agility, then I dash.
How many feline agilities do you get, Jake?
Is no limit. It recharges if I do a turn not moving.
Okay.
Moving 0 feet, which...
You haven't done that yet. You haven't spent a whole turn not moving.
So does not... Fighting does not count as not moving?
No, not moving counts as not moving.
Okay, so it's moving 0 feet.
Yeah, you've moved over 0 feet.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, I'll just run.
Okay, so you make it 60 foot up the other one, I assume.
Yep.
Right, okay. If you stop and rest, you can go 120 feet the next round. But
yeah, but then that's going to make me keep moving.
At which point, we get to... Lenil! They're all cheering you up.
Nice.
Yeah, it's great. So far, the enemy is uninjured. Sadly, you don't seem to have the weapons at hand to injure him. Although your Ray of Frost could do it if you could hit him with it. But that's the problem. He keeps dodging. Fucker. What would you like to do? Although remember, you can add that D4 to any attacks. So if you rolled with disadvantage for your Ray of Frost... You could then add the D4 on to make it a hit, potentially, if you don't roll to that.
No, I might as well try it.
Okay. Roll a disadvantage. You fire off another ray of frost, but it's difficult in such close confines. You're used to being able to fire these at range. He's just too close. He's right on top of you. He looks round at the others, and looks back at you and sneers a little, and tries finally to stab you. 16.
Yeah.
Are you uncanny dodging this one? It does a total of 5 damage, so it'll be 3 if you dodge it.
Yeah.
Which you might as well, as you can do everyone. He slashes at you again. It's only a light wound, but he seems to be wearing you down with light wound after light wound after light wound. He does, however, pull the dagger back and strikes it violently as if quite annoyed with it. Morrisonor.
Right. So, I'm going to cast...
You're 50 foot away at the moment.
I'm going to move up to maybe about 20 feet away.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast Tasha's Hideous Laughter.
Okay.
They make a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Wisdom saving throw. Not a great roll. I'm guessing 12 probably doesn't make it.
Yeah, it has to be 16.
Okay.
And so they fall prone and become incapacitated and unable to stand for up to 1 minute. At the end of each of its turns, it takes...
Yeah. You or make each, the roll again.
Yeah, or each time it takes damage.
Okay. So he's sort of fighting with you. You're firing rays of frost at him, and he's rushing in and slashing you. Just tiny, tiny hits each time. And then suddenly, he falls over and starts giggling. Which you think is a bit rude. Until you realise that Morsalor is standing behind him casting magical spells at him. And it all starts to make a bit more sense. Gilgrim.
So how far away is Elanil?
They are both fighting 50 foot away.
50 foot away.
Yes. So if you move towards them as a single move action, you'll be 20 foot away.
That is far.
If you dashed, you could get right up to her, but you wouldn't be able to do anything other than a bonus action.
There is no point in this.
behaviour.
You might actually get some vaunted magic in a second. You never know.
What?
I was talking to Emma now. It's alright.
Okay. Yeah.
It was a reference to you. I can't be bothered to heal yet because I'm not close enough.
Well, cure wounds is twice as effective.
True.
For the
true.
Same amount of stuff, I just need to be in touch range rather than 60 foot range.
Yeah, you're still not going to be within that if you just move forward. So.
I know. But I could move halfway there and then work out what I'm doing for my actual action.
Yep. So you stomp forward.
Yep.
And then what?
See, I could just go for something like Sacred Flame, which is wonderful.
Yeah. The enemy is currently prone. If
you do damage to him, he will be able to potentially become unincapacitated. At the moment, he can't do anything.
Yeah. Clearly. That's the thing. Give me a minute. Too far for those. I don't have anything useful I can do that's not doing damage, is the annoying thing at this point, because you're all too far away.
Short of dashing over and being closer?
But I could just walk over next time.
So what are you going to do?
I will just say a quick word to VL.
Okay.
And
yo.
Yes.
VL. I got you. And then you stop falling. What up, big V?
More VL. Guide us in ridding these creatures from your lands.
Yekar, the enemy is 50 foot away, lying on the ground and giggling. If you make a dash action, you can get over there and help Eleniel by outnumbering him.
Why, that sounds like a great idea. I'm going to do that.
Yekar rushes over and joins you in the fray. Stone skims water.
Keep running up the stairs.
Okay, you're about halfway up the castle at the moment.
Jesus.
Well, you have to come all the way down.
I know. I'm just saying, Jesus.
And then El.
Never skip cardio.
Your target is currently prone on the ground.
Is he face up or face down?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, odds he's face down, evens he's face up. He's face up.
Okay.
Stab him in the taint.
You can't stab him in the back.
Stab him in the taint.
He does have a dagger. He seems to be thinking should be doing more than it is. I'm just saying.
He currently cannot take any actions or reactions.
Can I disarm him then?
Yeah, basically. Pretty much you can just pull the dagger off him. Because he can't make any reactions, so he can't stop you. He lies there giggling on the ground. You reach down and you pull the dagger out of his hand. It's very nicely weighted. Really nicely weighted.
Okay.
So yes, you reach down and you rip the dagger out of his hands. Now that's a spanky dagger, but that is pretty much your action for this round. Branks. Will make his attempt to not giggle like a fuckwit. However, he very considerably fails. Morisilor!
I'm being useful. I walk up to the incapacitated wearer. I kind of inspect him a little bit. He's still got that,
He does have an eye which is sort of darting around the group of you and narrowing occasionally.
I reach down and take that.
Okay. Probably not. A green ray misses you entirely as you hear a voice going, "Now, dearie, not for you." and you pull it off his chest.
So who might you be then?
Gilgrim.
I will walk another 20 feet over.
Yeah, you're now up with the group.
Yes. And reach over and touch Elenil.
Are you doing any magic when you do that? Or do you just give her a comforting arm rub?
Yeah, no, I'm just going to grope her.
Fair enough.
Jesus. I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds.
Okay, how much does that hit?
It does 1d8 plus spell casting ability modifier.
So 1d8 plus your wisdom bonus then.
Although, Well, it's more than wisdom bonus for me, so I'm special.
Oh yeah, it's wisdom bonus plus 3.
Yes. Yeah, so it's 6 plus 1d8.
Okay, well, roll the 1d8 then.
Can I have my 1d8 back, please?
Obviously not.
I don't know which one's yours, but there is a...
No, that's the right one. Thank you. So whether I want to cast this as level 2 instead, I don't know how bad you are.
She's got a lot of wounds. She has been fighting a guy she can't hit for quite some time.
Yeah, why not? I've got some level 2.
Well, you lot broke into a castle.
I'm going to do this as a level 2, which means okay. 2d8s. So that's 4, 3. So that's 7 plus 6, so 13.
You reach over and a glowing green light erupts from your hands and heals some of the wounds on Elenil. Yekar, the were-rat is lying on the ground and giggling uncontrollably. Morselor has pulled the eye off him. And Elenil has taken his dagger.
I'm going to roll him onto his front, put a knee down in his back, and begin tying him.
Okay. He can't really resist, and you're not doing any damage, so yep, you can hog tie him. Stoneskin's water. Elenil. He is now prone and tied up.
Do we need him?
Yeah.
This shiny dagger.
You kind of do have that shiny dagger. And you would definitely be getting sneak attack with it. But you might end up having an unpleasant conversation with Yekar, because he has just taken him prisoner. And you do know he takes that seriously. Really depends. How annoying has he been to you?
Fairly annoying.
Yeah, he...
I'm going to stab him.
Okay, so... As Yekar is trussing the guy up, suddenly this black, vicious-looking dagger comes sailing down. Make an attack with advantage. Shame. But you do hit it, because it's still a finesse weapon. Roll some damage. It's 1d6 plus your dex bonus again, I think.
1d6?
Yeah.
Take up 6.
Mm-hmm. You slash him badly in the shoulder. He continues laughing at you. Oh no! Sneak attack.
Hey?
Do sneak attack damage. He's incapacitated. You add sneak attack damage to your attack.
2d6.
An extra
d6. 2d6. 2d6
at level
3,
I think.
Yeah. So roll 2 extra d6 and add that. He still won't be dead, I should point that out. But,
yeah, I'm another 6.
Okay. You badly slash him in the shoulder, but he doesn't start giggling. Elenil seems to be trying to finish him off. He lies there. He's 12 enough to beat you?
16.
He keeps giggling.
It has been 18 seconds at this point. I'm keeping track of the rounds.
Yeah. Okay. Morselor! The eye fixes you.
So what are you, Sam? sentient necklace or some wizard watching this all from some safe place?
A completely different voice comes from it, one you haven't heard yet. No, dear. I'm more powerful than you can imagine, and I and my sisters will be coming to deal with you later.
Guys, I think it's a hag.
Ooh, you're a clever one.
Yeah, we've encountered your kind before. She was just as creepy as you are.
Can you please wake me? I will say.
Wisdom saving throw?
Yes, wisdom saving throw, please.
Going
to kill you, you strange little
12.
You take 3 points of psychic damage and have disadvantage on your next attack as Vicious Mockery takes leech in your mind. Weak little mortals, stop messing in things you don't understand. And at that point, the eye shatters. We're actually going to stop there at this moment because you have the were-rat under your control. I will ask, though, does everybody let Elenil just stab him to death, or are they going to stop her before she does it?
I'm not
going to. Yankar, once he realizes she's trying to murder the rat, Yankar sprawls over his upper body.
Will you let them stop you? Yeah,
like, if you're gonna try to stab anything vital, you're going to have to go through nearly 300 pounds of dragon.
Okay. Do you stab the dragonkin to death first, and then stab the rat? I know it's tempting. Or would you stop?
I just wanted to, like, actually do some damage.
Yeah. Okay. So you stop. You're standing around. The shattered pieces of the eye drop to the ground. Yekar manages to convince you to stop stabbing him. And then you hear,
I've got swords! Fucking sell the fucking... Oh, fuck's sake! Seriously?
Nice of you to join us.
You guys are assholes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we're going to stop for the moment. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you enjoy what you were listening to. We will be back with more at some point in the nearest future. If you would like to talk to us, you can talk to us at thecultofteamdice@gmail.com. You can talk to us at cultteamdice on Twitter. You can talk to us at thecultofteamdice.net. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to her at Tgrandling. You can talk to him at Bloody Fox. You can talk to him at Weird Dog Allegory. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye. But please remember, leave us your iTunes reviews. We love them. Goodbye.
Bye.
And don't skip cardio day.